"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
We think your music should play nonstop. Ironically, we're stopping it to tell you that Southwest has the most nonstop flights in California. We also think changing your travel plans should be as easy as changing songs. That's why we don't charge you change or cancel fees. When you're ready to go, go with heart. Book now at southwest.com. Based on total number of DOT published nonstop flights to and from California from the period from 2/1/2023 to 8/14/2023 compared to all other airlines as of 1/20/2023. No change fees, but fare difference may apply. Failure to cancel a reservation at least 10 minutes prior to scheduled departure may result in forfeited travel funds.
Hey, here's some good news. New poll. Half the Democrats, 55%, 53% of Republicans believe that America will cease to be a democracy. 46% of Democrats and 52% of Republicans think there's going to be a civil war in their lifetimes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Soon? Are you ready for a civil war?
Soon?
Well, you've got your shelter.
I'm my shelter. I'm fine.
Yeah, I don't know if there'll be nukes involved. Civil war, but it depends on who gets a hold of what.
You never know.
Well, you and I have already decided we're on the gun people's side.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm hiding behind a guy with a gun.
We love the Second Amendment if there's
a
civil war.
Yeah, yes.
Please.
If there's a civil war, I'm with the gun crowd. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll bring the food that I've stockpiled. You bring the weapons, I'll bring the food.
Yeah, this is Yahoo News YouGov. 20% watched the first January 6th primetime hearing. Most people did not.
Yeah, nobody gives a crap.
Yeah, figured that was going to happen.
But no, people are in a bad mood. Very bad mood.
And pessimistic is the word they're using here.
Yeah, and then
they had terms that they used to describe the other party, like the whole country's Democrats and Republicans only, which isn't true, but they would call each other out of touch with reality, a threat to America, immoral, and a threat to me personally.
Now, how
only
often?
4% opted for the phrase, not that different from me.
Really?
Yeah, that was... Very few use the term well-meaning, which is about 7%.
Only 4% think that somebody from another party is not that different?
That's right. They believe 96% believe they're quite different from me, yes. Well, when you think about the whole...
Well, all the Democrats and all the Republicans, not just the fringe figures that dominate the news.
No, this was a poll, right, yeah.
That they think everybody... who has different political views. Come on.
Oh, even 50% of those who describe themselves as independents, by the way, agree there'll be a civil war, too.
Ah, which side
so
do they
that
take?
That was a pretty consistent number across all lines.
Well, but those people can't stand in the middle there. They're going to get shot at by both sides. They got to pick a side.
I know, but there are people like you and I who are looking around and thinking, these two crowds are going to fight, aren't they?
But I'm picking a side. because
I'm leaving.
You can't stand in the middle when two sides are firing at each other.
I'm gonna figure out how to get into New Zealand and live with all the sheep. And
yeah, that's right. Live
I'll
under
have to
all
find
the,
a way, even though they don't let immigrants
as
in.
As I walk around with a mask on your face all the time.
They were, yeah, that's right. At least I'll live. You're gonna get shot.
Oh no, no, I'm gonna join a side. I'm gonna bring my bomb shelter food, and I'll cut deals with people. I got flashlights. I got a Geiger counter. I got stuff to trade.
Last night, towards the end of the show, you probably know by now, well, as it turned out, the horrible breaking news out of El Monte. Two police officers were shot and killed. What we knew, because it happened between 4:30 and 5 o'clock, by the end of the show, we knew that a couple of cops had been shot and that the gunman was dead. But we found out later in the evening that both police officers died. They were taken to an emergency room at the hospital, but they could not be saved. This was like a domestic violence call at a lovely motel in El Monte, the Siesta Inn Hotel on Garvey Avenue, that the police went there. Reports of a stabbing. Although, looks like it was a guy by the name of Justin Flores who was there with his wife, who he separated from. And according to Flores' mother, he would often stay at the motel. They have a 7-year-old daughter together, but she doesn't know anything else. When the cops got to the room, he just started firing right through the door, as I understand it, and it continued into the parking lot until they shot him dead. But both police officers are dead. Now, the update that came overnight and into today was, what do you know? He was on probation for a gun charge. This is what we've been talking about.
Is anyone going to tell us why he was on probation? I mean, this is during the Gascon era. I mean, this particular deal was cut in early 2021.
Yeah.
So these are Gascon prosecutors who were, forced to give this guy a break because he was a felon in possession of a firearm. And that, to me, would send you back to prison. In the old world.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the story. It was posted on NBC4 because it's our all-time friend reporter, Eric Leonard. And I was trying to see if he has any more information on this.
Yeah, he's usually good at digging out the background of...
Yeah, L.A. Superior Court records show Flores was sentenced in February of last year to 20 days in jail and 2 years probation after he pled no contest to a charge of being a felon in possession of a firearm following an arrest in March of 2020. Prosecutors dismissed two other counts, one for being a felon in possession of ammunition and another being in possession of methamphetamine.
Okay. What kind
the
of
records show he was considered a felon because of a 2011 conviction for burglary that led to a 2-year term in state prison. He has at least a dozen other prosecutions, but many were resolved with, you guessed it, no contest or probationary sentences. Things like being under the influence of controlled substance, resisting arrest, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you give him 10 breaks? A no contest plea.
We've had 10 years of not sending anybody to prison, so you've got to make these decisions. If you want to keep the prisons and jails empty, you're going to have to say, this guy is low-level, non-serious.
A no contest plea is just like a guilty plea. It's just the guy gives up and says, you know what, I'm not even going to argue over this.
No.
And legally, it's a guilty plea. And the prison sentence ought to be exactly the same. And there should have been a prison sentence, not spun around 10 times through the system, but, after they dumped the prisoners out of Jerry Brown's prisons back in 2011, that started the process, and you couldn't put anybody back in.
Oh, this is perfect. Law enforcement sources told the I-team from NBC4 they believe at least one of the two murdered officers would have recognized Flores on sight and by name. That's how familiar he is to them, because he keeps reoffending.
If you have been arrested and a dozen other times, prosecuted a dozen other times, I'm of course they know you. You're showing up every few months.
And as we know, we have a county DA that does not like gun charges. Which is weird because that side wants to disarm everybody and wants to get guns out of society. Yeah. But when there's a gun used in a crime, no gun enhancements. Forget it.
Their belief system is so incoherent. There's no consistency even within their own belief system. Or whatever you want to call these destructive things that they have devoted their lives to. If somebody has been prosecuted a dozen times in 10 years, spent time in jail for a felony, then when you're found in possession of a gun, you have to assume he's going to do more bad things. Or he's done bad things and not gotten caught. And then why did they drop the other charge of possession of ammunition and possession of meth? Meth!
Because
that's the stuff that makes people the most insane out on the streets.
They consider that non-serious, non-violent.
Well, it is.
People want to legalize all drugs, so.
That's sick. And so what happens here? So he gets whipped up in some angry frenzy with his wife or whoever he was with in that room, and then he's shooting and killing cops. Now, how many dead cops are we going to have here? Huh? That's a third cop shot in 24 hours. And it's by guys like this Justin Flores, who was well known to be a compulsive felon. Every year, he's getting prosecuted for one thing or another.
See, back when we had tougher sentencing that began with three strikes and other laws that were passed, you could keep these guys in prison and jail longer. I mean, 20 days.
Why do people want to live like this? Why do people want to have their cops murdered by lunatics? This guy easily could have been in prison for a dozen different reasons. He should have been behind bars. So and the last thing is a Gascon production, because Gascon took over in December.
Yes, December of 2020. One was a 22-year veteran, one police officer. The other had only been in the force for less than a year. Mm. And, of course, they both have family. We haven't learned their identities yet, but that will probably come later today or tomorrow. We're going to talk at 5 o'clock to Sheriff Villanueva about this. This did not involve his police force, but obviously it was in L.A. County, and he might know some more.
Oh.
When we come back, speaking of Gascon, there is a big update on the recall effort. They have reached the number of signatures necessary to put this on the ballot, but that's clearly not enough. They got to keep going. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Yeah, day after tomorrow is back with the Moist Line. So we're always an open invitation if you leave your messages and see if you get in there. You can leave it on the Talk Radio, the iHeartRadio app with the TalkBack feature, or you can call 1-877-MOIST-86.
Well,
we're going to have a lot more on this next hour when we'll talk to one of the people that are involved in the effort to recall the Los Angeles County District Attorney, George Gascon. And of course, the big news is they have reached the number of necessary signatures collected to put this on the ballot. That number is 567,857. Now, we don't know how much over they are, because they do need a margin of error here. Signatures are always tossed out.
Typically, I've seen experts say it's best to get 10 to 20% over the required number.
Yeah, I studied this a couple of weeks ago, and I was seeing somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 18% generally get... Somebody did a story on it, actually,
right.
I was reading it. Get thrown out.
So if we go with 20% to put you in the safe zone, that would be another 110,000 to get you around 675.
Right, they're shooting for 650, it says in the story. That's what they're shooting for.
Yeah, so which means that everybody who hasn't signed yet, but once Gascon recalled, you need to submit the petition immediately. I mean, they're asking that people mail in their petition by no later than June 24th. Now, today's the 15th, so to ensure that they arrive on time. Remember, we're dealing with the half-assed U.S. Postal Service.
They're still bringing in ballots from the June 7th primary.
Or drop them off at one of the permanent siting locations.
Karen Bass is taking the lead over Gascon. The ballots are still coming slowly in the mail something. Yeah. I don't know.
Stuff is still coming in from the 2020 election.
So, you know, all of this has to be done by July 6th. So, but John's right. They need to get in their hands so that they can check them out and verify them and put them together and drop them off by July 6th.
And you know, whatever criminals lurk in the county registrar's office, they're going to be making Gascon ballots disappear. Just like in the city clerk's office in L.A. City, they rejected a ridiculous number of Mike Bonin recall petition signatures.
Yes.
So there's a lot of chicanery that goes on here. A lot of
I believe, isn't the registrar voters picked by the Board of Supervisors? I think that's how it works. And, well, we love them, don't we?
Oh, they're Gascon fans. Have you heard any of them say anything critical of Gascon outside of Catherine Barger?
You know what they're trying to do? They want to shut down all the county jails.
Yeah, they want to shut down the jails.
So clearly they're on Gascon's side. They don't believe in prisoner jails.
Right. They're constantly trying to undermine Sheriff Villanueva. And, they're fully in support of Gascon. I mean, you're fighting a big machine here. But, hey, they did it in San Francisco. They did it to Chesa Boudin. I think it can be done here. Because as nuts as L.A. is, it's not as nuts as San Francisco.
Now, there's another place where things are nuts. And there is an update on this story. There is another district attorney who's gotten as much noise and heat as George Gascon and Chesa Boudin. And this is the Philadelphia DA, Larry Krasner. There were three Republican state legislators who said that they are going to introduce articles of impeachment against him, especially because the city's got a gun violence problem. None of these legislators is from the Philadelphia area, but they held a news conference to say that they think things have gotten so horrible in that city. They have hit record levels with shootings and homicides over the past several years in Philadelphia. One state rep said this isn't about whether or not we like him. This is about the fact that he is willfully failing to do his job. Well, and I think you know why. It's similar to George Gascon's policies.
Same thing. He was a George Soros-backed candidate, and they all went to the same school of insanity. You don't prosecute people. You get them out of prison. You just don't file charges. Or you file the weakest charges possible to deal with the public relations blowback.
So, by the way, Pennsylvania does not have recall elections.
No.
So impeachment would have to be the option.
You know, in New York, the governor has given the DA of Manhattan, who just got elected in January, a warning, reminding him that she, as governor, has the power to remove him. That's how they do it in New York State. Not that she's going to do it necessarily, but she was giving him a warning to get back in line because he unveiled a blanket policy like Gascon did, basically not to prosecute anybody.
Right.
So each state has a different way of dealing with it. I like the recall we have here because we can do something about it. These politicians generally are beholden to their parties and their donors and all that. But here we could just decide to do it.
Yeah, the Philly DA just got reelected to a second term last year, so the people there already decided to keep him. But you know, a lot has happened since the election last year in terms of violence throughout the country, and particularly in big cities. And I would imagine that he's another one that doesn't believe in things like gun enhancements, and as you said, doesn't believe in long prison terms or jail sentences. This is the crowd that just decides, we want everybody to be free, and we'll be fine. It's not the case. What's happened in California with all the inmates that should be in prison and jail that are not, you're increasing the chances of people getting hurt.
It's the case we just talked about. Justin Flores was loose to kill those two El Monte cops yesterday because the last time he was prosecuted was a month after George Gascon entered office and issued his blanket policy, and suddenly a guy in possession of a firearm, he's already a convicted felon, was given no sentence. He was given no sentence, and he had two other major charges dropped. Well, there you go. You end up with two dead cops. This is what happens. George Gascon's policies leads to police murders and other people's murders. It does. Now, Gascon ought to go explain his policy to the widow and the children, the widows and the children of these two officers.
All right, after three, we'll be talking about recall dageorgegascon.com, and we'll get more detail about the fact that they have reached the required signature threshold, but now they need to build a cushion, they're calling it, with about 3 weeks to go for signature collecting. Coming up next, well, if you thought gas prices were high, wait till you hear this story. California gas prices are about to go much higher. We'll explain why.
John and Ken show.
All right, well, we'll have a lot more on that big news that they have reached the number of signatures necessary to effect a recall vote on the L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon, but they're looking for a cushion. They've got a few weeks to collect as many signatures as possible so they can avoid the catastrophe of having too many thrown out. We will have a representative from recalldageorgegascon.com to talk with us right after the news at 3 o'clock. Another big story today is Joe Biden sending a letter. A letter? A letter to the oil companies.
Did he?
Yeah, he sat there with his quill.
Did he write?
And parchment. You know, with the record player going in the background.
And he put a powdered wig on.
He did. And he sat there and he put the into the inkwell. Remember the inkwells? Yes.
Well, I don't, but I've read
the
about
them. Fountain pens. Anyway, I just found it funny that apparently it's a series of letters to the CEOs of the top oil companies. And if they don't increase their output, he could use emergency powers.
He's blaming
them for running historically high profit margins. And he is threatening action to, one of his consultants told him, people are really angry about the gas prices, so you have to do something. And, you know, most people hate the oil companies, so do something about that.
So pretend to do something. Well, make it seem like you could do something.
I'll write a letter.
How? That's right.
No joke. Yeah, I'll write a letter.
Go write a letter.
Come on, man.
And then tell everybody you wrote a letter.
Not a joke.
Not a joke.
Well, I'd have to see this.
It was sent by carrier pigeon.
I'd have to see this to believe it. That Joe Biden is going to...
I have a million jokes from history, if you want to. About old folk. There we go.
Yeah.
Anybody seen my glasses?
He's going to make the oil companies pump more oil. Sure he is.
Yep. He will use all reasonable and appropriate federal government tools and emergency authorities to increase refinery capacity and output in the near term and to ensure that every region of the company is appropriately supplied. You know,
he gave a speech this morning, and I heard somebody on Fox Business take it apart line by line, and it was just filled with one lie after another. He's just bellowing nonsense really loudly because he's got nothing else. When it comes to this, to the oil companies, and this can get really complicated, but they lost a lot of money during the last decade when prices were low. And they lost a lot of money when the lockdown happened because they had purchased all that oil and suddenly nobody was driving anymore, right? The roads were empty, and it was not only here, it was all over the world. So the oil demand went down dramatically.
Are you trying to say they're trying to make it up?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They said they lost billions and billions of dollars, and they've lost billions of dollars for several years, and nobody seemed to care. And so now they are trying to make up for, you know, what happened in the past. When the lockdown happened, remember that was a government-induced lockdown, the price of oil went to minus 40 a barrel. Now, the oil companies had this oil, and they had to pay to get rid of it. They didn't get the $120 they're getting now. They had to give a $40 bonus to whoever was buying the oil. So that obviously cost them billions of dollars. And they say that they're in a boom and bust business. And right now, yes, they are profiting from the high prices, but they know that this is going to end at some point. And if they start producing enormous amounts of oil, then they're going to be left holding the oil and take massive losses. And they've had so many rounds of losses over the last 20 years, they're not going to do it again.
Yeah, I seem to remember the last time people were screaming about a run-up in gas prices, that they were doing pretty well with profits. I'm going to have to look into all that you just recounted because I don't recall seeing too many stories that they took big losses. I know people didn't drive as much in 2020, that was kind of temporary.
But they were already pumping the oil. Once you have an oil drilling operation producing the oil, you can't just flip the switch and turn it off immediately. and you've already pumped out oil for several months, and it's going through the process. It's sent to the refiners send it to the stations and all that. So there was a lot of oil trapped in the system with nowhere to go because the bottom fell out of demand very quickly. Meantime, you have to pay for the operations, you have to pay for the employees, you have to pay for the new oil that's still coming out of the ground.
Well, stop pumping the new oil. Slow down.
They did.
Well.
And then demand kicked back in suddenly. Nobody knew when the lockdowns were going to end. There was such a back and forth of the country was opening up, then it closed, then it opened up and closed, and so they just kept it level. Now demand around the world is skyrocketed. And there isn't
I thought it would do okay because when people started to at least move, they were driving. They weren't flying in planes or taking any public transit. Everybody was taking driving vacations. So remember, and they went camping and they went to these isolated places to avoid COVID. So
if you look at the month by month demand figures, it took a sharp drop for a while.
Well, one of the excuses we always hear is that California is a isolated market for gasoline. The West Coast is far from some of the refineries in the South, Texas, obviously. So we bring you this story, which is fresh today. Gasoline and diesel prices in California may head to fresh records in coming weeks because one of the largest refineries on the West Coast is going to start a big maintenance program. Chevron is going to carry out multi-unit maintenance at its Richmond refinery in the San Francisco Bay. It's going to last for a month. And we know this from the past, either there's a fire or some issue with the refineries, which always in the past has led to higher gas prices. It includes gasoline-making units and comes as both Phillips 66 and PBF Energy are already conducting upkeep at their diesel and jet fuel-making facilities. But this part of the story, this is from Bloomberg, is interesting because California, the West Coast, apparently has more. We have ample stockpiles of oil at 31.4 million barrels. The West Coast has more gasoline to burn for this time of year than in the last 3 years. So it's not a supply problem out here. But as soon as we see this maintenance work begin at these refineries, you're probably going to see the prices go up. It's always factored in. It's one of the things they factor into the.
We have not opened a new refinery in the United States since the 1970s. The same way like California hasn't opened a new state reservoir since the 1970s.
Right.
There's been no upgrade in the infrastructure. And a pipeline was never built to connect the Southeast oil industry. We talk about Texas, Louisiana, everything around the Gulf of Mexico. They never built a pipeline to California. And so it is difficult to get. That's why we were getting a lot of Russian oil sent to us. It was actually easier to send the oil from Russia to California than it was to send it from the Southeast to California.
Right.
Because one of the big failures of modern life has been a complete lack of interest in building infrastructure, not only in the state, but in the country. Everything is falling apart, and a lot of things that aren't falling apart were never built. And there's so much excessive regulation, so much environmental hysteria and nonsense that it's kind of frozen us in place for the last 40 years. And now we're paying the price. We are not like a modern industrial giant anymore. And it's only getting worse because you have all these green energy lunatics that are on the loose with their unreasonable pie-in-the-sky fantasies about how life should be. And it's clearly not working. I mean, there's got to be a huge overhaul, whether it's water, whether it's electricity generation, whether it's gas and oil generation and refining and delivery. We might as well be in the 1800s.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Apparently, this just out from Bill Malusian at Fox News, a Fox 11 reporter. Per sources, the gang member who fatally shot two El Monte Police Department officers last night was on probation for a felony with a firearm after he received a bare minimum sentence in a plea deal under LADA George Gascon last year, despite having a previous strike on his record.
There we go.
That's what we're talking about. And these are the people they lie about. These are low-level, okay, nonviolent people that we're giving breaks to.
So now you could connect Gascon to these two El Monte officers getting murdered.
Right.
Because they had this guy, he was willing to plead guilty, and they cut him a deal so he wouldn't have to go to jail for a felony. A gun felony. This is what's amazing. Everybody is screaming about somehow controlling guns, regulating, get them off the streets, blah, 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 blah. Here you have, this is where the whole progressive thing falls apart into pieces. You have a guy who's arrested on a gun charge. You don't put him in prison. Why? And then he goes wild at the motel. Police have to show up and boom, he kills two cops. What the hell are people doing? What is Gascon doing? Does he care that two cops are dead? Does it bother him personally in any way? Does he get sick to his stomach when somebody...
He did put out a statement with his condolences. All the politicians did. Newsom did. Gascon did. They all came flooding on Twitter last night.
How much do condolences cost? How much do they pay for their condolences? Nothing.
They're a given, right?
Yeah. You go ahead. You go to the widows of these two cops and tell them. And Newsom's included this too. And Jerry Brown, all these characters, they have all had a piece in dumping violent prisoners out of state prisons, county jails, not prosecuting them, not holding them on bail, plea bargaining them down, all the tricks, right? They got 12 different tricks in the book. And every trick is the same outcome. Guy walks free. Guy's on the street. He's not behind bars. I mean, this guy got arrested 12 times in the last decade. 12 different prosecutions. No jail.
Makes me at least sort of appreciate the Milwaukee DA. Remember what he said a couple of years ago?
Yes.
He knows that some of the felons he gives a break to in sentencing are probably going to go out and kill someone, and he admits that's going to happen, and I can live with it.
Okay.
But guys like Gascon will never admit that. Right.
But how could you say that out loud? Could you say that?
He did say it out loud.
I know, but think about it. He says it out loud.
He's admitting that there will be fallout from his decisions not to prosecute people to the fullest extent.
But it's the sickest concept in the world to knowingly implement something that you believe will lead to murders.
Because he thinks that 99% of the guys he gives a break to won't kill people, he'll have to live with the 1%, the 10%,
he's
whatever.
He's wrong. He's wrong. That's the thing. He's wrong. I'm sick of hearing what people believe.
You've got to vote these people out. That's all you can do.
People believe Elvis is still around. People believe in UFOs. We got all kinds of wacky religions where people believe in things.
What do you mean there's no UFOs?
No.
Oh, come on.
And Elvis is dead.
Yeah, that one I believe.
I mean, if we actually ran the world on beliefs, we do run the world on beliefs.
I still think JFK is coming back as Trump's running mate. Oh, JFK Jr.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's true.
Next year.
No, that's going to happen.
It'll be announced probably late next year.
You know what? That's why you have... See, if Gascon had never been elected, if Gascon had never been elected, these two cops would be alive. Because a normal prosecutor, let's say a Steve Cooley or a Jackie Lacey, would have prosecuted this guy and demanded prison. This is a gun felony after he's already got a strike against him. That used to be automatic. You go back to prison.
Not forget another overriding factor here. When you prosecute them for longer terms, sure, they're not going to be in prison forever, but each time you do this, you're slowing them down. If you have a prosecutor that passes on prosecuting harshly, then these criminals know, you know what? I can do what I want, right? There aren't big consequences for this. I'm also reminded to remember of the shooting death of Whittier police officer Keith Boyer.
Yeah.
And that was a result of Jerry Brown's AB 109 because that shooter benefited from that prisoner dumping bill, because all he got was these quick flash incarcerations every time he violated the conditions of his release. So he was free to run the streets. And then Whittier, one day he killed his cousin, stole his car, got into a car accident. And when the Whittier police officers showed up, including Keith Boyer, he shot him dead. He was on the streets because of Jerry Brown and the legislature.
And Jerry Brown never expressed any remorse. And neither does Gavin Newsom. And neither does Gascon. None of these people do. They don't care if cops die.
Oh, remorse for their policies, you mean?
Remorse for their policies, yes.
Right.
Their
right.
policies led to these policemen dying. Because these guys should have been in prison. They earned prison. They were convicted. There's no question that they were guilty. It's just a matter of how long are you going to put them away? And they let them out early. And in this case of Justin Flores, They never put him in prison for the gun felony. I mean, that was basic, that if you have a felony on your record, a violent felony on your record, you're found with an illegal gun, or you're found possessing a gun illegally, you're going back.
No, they interpret that as meaning, oh, well, he's on the road to better because he just had a gun on his person. He didn't shoot anybody, right? So he's getting better.
Except he wasn't.
I think having a gun shows he's ready to still do stuff.
Except two cops show up and he blows them away and they die on the pavement.
All because he's worked up with his ex, his separated wife, over some domestic problem in a motel room.
That's why you put these guys away and keep them there. Because when they come out, they've always got bad relationships. All right? They've got gang issues. They've got issues with their drug dealer. They've got issues with their girlfriends or their wives, other family members. They're always in a violent fight. That's the way they live. They have hair trigger, psychotic tempers, and if the wind blows the wrong way, then you get a bullet in the face.
All right. When we return, we'll be talking to Tim Leinberger. He's part of the effort to recall District Attorney George Gascon. They had a big announcement today that they have passed the required signature threshold to put a recall on the ballot, but clearly they got a lot of more work to do to collect extra signatures. He'll talk to us next.
John and Ken Show. And Mark Reiner has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today. At 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.